I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. As Toronto prepares to reopen schools and reintroduce in-person learning amid the COVID-19 pandemic, vaccine efforts continue to ramp up. Vaccination clinics, including mobile ones targeting specific neighborhoods, continue to be set up around schools as remote learning for children pauses on January 17th. Education Minister Stephen Leachy announced last week that schools would return to in-person this week. However, a severe snowstorm canceled bus routes, and schools remained remote for the first day. Unions and parents continue to express concerns regarding testing among students, keeping teachers and staff workers safe with the right PPE in place, as well as reporting positive cases and isolation lengths.
As a parent, I can appreciate that regardless of whether you believe kids should be back in the classroom or remaining in online learning, everyone who parents or cares for a child is weighing the risks of keeping their children isolated at home when engaged in online learning against the risk of exposure to the Omicron variant when children are outside the home. Amongst health professionals, we know that in-person learning is an essential activity to children's mental health and development, as well as their educational progress.
Toronto Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Eileen Davila, outlined the city's current work on vaccinating students, as well as new updates and guidelines to keep children, teachers, and childcare workers as safe as possible amid the wave of the Omicron variant.
At this time, we must all continue to do our part to preserve in-person learning and keep our schools as safe as possible for kids, teachers, and our essential education workers. While education is the responsibility of the province, throughout the pandemic, Toronto Public Health has supported our local school boards and independent schools to implement measures that promote a safe learning environment. Toronto Public Health will continue to support schools by providing guidance for public health and infection prevention and control measures in order to protect students and staff. Things like daily screening for symptoms by students and staff, physical distancing, and mask use, to name just a few. The province of Ontario released new interim guidance for schools and childcare settings late Monday in order to support in-person learning during the Omicron wave. We are awaiting further communication from the province later today on the new school guidance and will continue to work with the province and local school boards as we receive further provincial direction.
New efforts include increasing accessibility for children and parents getting their vaccines, and childcare workers who require their third booster shot.
Toronto Public Health will continue to focus on vaccine education and providing dedicated immunization clinics for all eligible children and youth, as well as third doses for childcare and education staff. Since November the 1st, Team Toronto has held more than 250 school vaccination clinics across the city. Collectively, we will continue to augment our mobile vaccination teams to continue to bring doses directly to communities, particularly those who require focused efforts and outreach to increase vaccine uptake. Vaccination is one of the key actions parents and caregivers can take to protect their children as they head back to the classroom. And we know that vaccination against COVID-19 is one of the best measures of protection for our community overall. We have a great deal of information and evidence that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective for children and youth. They have undergone rigorous testing and approvals processes and have been safely administered to millions of children and youth in Canada and around the world. I know that this is a stressful time for many, but our collective efforts can keep school environments as safe as possible so that children can enjoy all the benefits of in-person learning.
Further, Toronto Mayor John Tory announced several new pop-ups in specific areas across the city for low-barrier vaccinations. Following several events held in the downtown core, the next major vaccination event will be at the Aviva Centre in York University.
Our Team Toronto efforts to make sure everyone everywhere in our city are vaccinated are continuing nonstop. Following the success of Toronto Vaccine Day and Toronto Kids Vaccine Day, I'm excited to announce that Team Toronto's next major vaccination event is Vax the Northwest. On Sunday, January the 23rd, Team Toronto will be taking to the court at York University's Aviva Centre, home to Tennis Canada and Canada's premier tennis event, the National Bank Open, with a mega vaccine clinic. There, at the Aviva Centre at York University, the Vax the Northwest team will offer the Grand Slam of vaccination opportunities with first, second, third, and kids' doses of vaccine all available on that day at that time. The team will be able to vaccinate at least 1,000 people between 11 in the morning and 7 o'clock at night. And this is Team Toronto in action. Working with UHN, Humber River Hospital, and Black Creek and Unison Community Health Centres, Northwest Toronto was prioritized to reach neighbourhoods with vaccination rates below the city average of 87% for people 12 and older having received two doses of vaccine. Team Toronto is working tirelessly to raise vaccination rates across the entire northwest of the city to help blunt the spread of COVID-19 and the very transmissible Omicron variant. We're working with community agencies, with established COVID-19 vaccine engagement teams, and with the on-the-ground ambassadors that we've had deployed across the city to promote vaccine, the benefits of vaccination, and to deal with issues of hesitancy that may be in the minds of some people. Vaccine information is being made available in Spanish, Italian, Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Russian for this event in the Northwest and for our overall campaign in the Northwest. These are languages widely spoken in Vax the Northwest's target area neighborhoods in the northwest of the city.
As this max vaccination event approaches, Tory is reiterating the need to spread the word through social media channels, including Twitter.
As with other Team Toronto events, we're working with our partners to ensure an easy and fun vaccination experience, especially for the kids, but for everybody involved. More details about Vax the Northwest, the clinic, and the event itself on January 23rd, including ways to book appointments, will be shared in the coming days. Look for details on social media using the hashtag VaxTheNorthwest, and as always, you can find information on toronto.ca.
The onset of the Omicron variant and increasing positive cases have led isolation days to be set at 5 days, down from 14. As Toronto parent groups and unions continue to put pressure on all levels of government, their demands include increasing N95 masks for workers and providing a more concrete set of guidelines regarding possible infections in schools. These unions include the Association of Early Childhood Educators Ontario, who sent out a letter to Education Minister Leachy regarding the need for more PPE, standardized pay and sick days to maintain staff numbers, and transparency in reporting positive cases. The union is expected to speak with CGRU later this week. Following the city's snowstorm and a proper return to in-person classes, more details are to follow. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.